Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. You had finger guns going on there.
Yeah.
With the pointing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a cat. Hitchcock is going to help us record.
Of course.
How's it going, Brandon?
Pretty good.
We've been gone another couple weeks.
Ah, life happens. What can you do? It's almost summertime.
Yep. What's your nerd thing this week?
I don't have one.
What were you just doing?
Well, football season did start for the CFL last week, but my team started this. They're playing right now. You're not letting me watch them.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
You said, yeah.
But, and also the World Cup started.
Exactly.
That is very exciting.
Yep.
I do like football.
Of all kinds.
Football.
And Canada got its first World Cup point.
Ever.
Exactly. That's pretty exciting, too.
A solid result, lads.
I see turtles.
Okay. What about you?
School's almost done. There's a few weeks left, but we're going into finals week this coming week. So it's lots and lots of marking, which doesn't sound super nerdy, but it is. It is.
Yeah. You took the students for a field trip.
I did. Last week, I took them to Come From Away, which is awesome. Oh, and Canadian.
It is.
It's about, anyone who doesn't know, first of all, it's an amazing musical, especially if you like kitchen musicals. Music kind of things. Oh. Kitchen music type stuff. But it's very well choreographed and everything. It's amazing. And it's about on 9/11 when a whole bunch of planes that couldn't go into U.S. airspace or land in the States. They were just, like, hanging out. They all got directed to land at Gander, Newfoundland.
Which is not a big place.
No, it's a very small place. They say the population, I think, is under 7,000 most of the time. And in case you're wondering, no, they do not have people who speak international languages in Newfoundland. You have a hard enough understanding what the Newfoundland people are saying in Newfoundland.
Yeah, no, they're completely different over there. I don't know what they're saying most of the time.
You know, they made a lot of jokes about that, too. And things like food. Hard to get food for that many people on a no notice or resources. But they sang about it. It was great.
Probably make them kiss the codfish or something.
They did have a scene where volunteers could become Newfoundlanders. They had to kiss the codfish. And drink Screech.
Drinking the Screech.
Nah, and like
one of these years, I'm gonna get Screech. Yeah, I will do it. I will drink the
and
Screech.
And I think there's four characters who say they'll do it, and they all do Screech first. And they're like, Screech is vile. Screech is disgusting. And one is like, Screech is delicious.
I feel like I'm not gonna say Screech is delicious, no. But I will do it.
No, it was good. It was heartwarming, and anyway, it was all the things. It was really good. And yay, Canadian, too.
Yeah,
it was really good. And they had their drama production that my students put on the night before, so it was a lot.
Oh,
really
your busy. Total drama island.
I was, except I was also teaching English full-time at the same time, and film studies, and creative writing.
Yeah.
But other than that...
Light work, really.
Just some light work. Other than that. So anyway, we're getting into finals, like... We kind of started now, but finals week is starting officially on Tuesday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's my nerd thing. And what are you drinking?
Just some gin.
Gin with bubbly.
Yeah.
It was kind of nicer today than it was supposed to be, so we just came in from outside.
Yeah, I got a little
pink.
I'm a little pink, but it's nice. Yeah. It's nice pink.
Yeah, it's not owl pink.
It's a spring pink.
Right. I'm drinking the rest of your bubbly, but then I also have a fuzzy peach radler here that I'm going to open here in just a second.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the percentage of a radler, though.
Nah, I don't even... it's a sour beer. It's not a radler. It's just a sour beer.
And a strong one.
They lied to you.
I think maybe. So anyway, that's what I'm going to be opening here in a second. Now then, I'll be drinking that. Would we have any shows or anything like that to be chatting about?
Not really. We haven't watched Spider-Noir yet.
Not yet.
I
really wanted to watch when it first came out, and now we kind of got delayed, and now we're just going to binge it, so.
I mean, it was binge dropped. which actually put me off of watching it right away.
Because
like there was
then you don't feel like you're behind. You're like, oh, I'll just get to it and watch
it all
at once.
I'll just get to it at some point. Yeah. But otherwise, no, not really.
Yeah. What's our next show we have coming out? Is it Vision Quest?
Probably.
Huh. All right. Well, let's head to the news. Disney A News Update. All right, Brandon.
That's me.
Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Not particularly, but I...
But I'm, you're not anti-Taylor
I'm not
Swift.
I'm not a Taylor Swift hater either.
Yeah, because I think that's dumb.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think you should like things just because they're popular, and you shouldn't dislike things just because they're popular.
Yeah, she's got some good tunes. Mm-hmm. I do think her fans can be kind of crazy sometimes.
Yeah, sort of sports fans sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm one of those crazy sports fans. Like, I like that there's people that like things that much.
Mm-hmm.
Some do they take it too far sometimes?
Yes.
Absolutely. whatever.
Yep.
But no, I wouldn't say I'm a Taylor Swift fan.
But do you want to know why I'm bringing up Taylor Swift?
Because she did the song for...
She did a song for Toy Story 5.
Toy Story 5. She sang with Randy Newman.
I know, and I saw it.
It was adorable.
So
it was adorable.
So good. I loved it. I loved it. Yes, I Knew It, I Knew You is her new single, and it's from Toy Story 5. And I guess a lot of it is centered, which I didn't know, a lot of this movie is centered on Jesse. And this is like a Jesse moment. Apparently. That's what they all say in the interviews.
Okie
so,
dokie.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That song had everyone all happy. Other news, there's finally a reopening date for Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind at DCA. It has been closed, and then it was open very briefly, and then it was closed again, like, end of February. And it was supposed to just open, like, 3 days later. It's still closed.
My goodness, how could anyone ever have their Disney vacation complete if they did not go on the Emotional Whirlwind?
Well, more just that it was being seen as a sign of, like, things just not working. But it's opening on June 18th. There's a Magic Key exclusive souvenir Disneyland map scavenger hunt coming soon. This is like a summertime thing they're doing. June 26th to July 24th. You pick up your map at Disney Anna. And yeah, you just, I don't know.
And yeah.
And yeah, it's a Magic Key thing. We're not Magic Key holders anymore.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. July 24th, it is going to be when Matterhorn Bobsleds reopens.
Ooh.
After a short, it's just, you know how it's just been going down? This is just a short one, so I don't think it's quite as, you know how they're replacing the track in sections?
It's so old, and it's so big.
Mm-hmm.
They need to take it down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate, but... Understandable.
Absolutely. But honestly, it's not, it's only going down for a little bit, so they're clearly not doing a track.
Like it would probably be easier if they just bulldozed the whole thing and rebuilt it, but they're not allowed to do that.
No, don't do that.
It's grandfathered in mm-hmm. for its height. They would not be allowed to build such a thing anymore.
Nope. Paint work is underway around Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters. They're trying to bring back 1967 color tones and things.
They've been
slowly but surely
retroizing mm-hmm. Tomorrowland, and I'm definitely on board.
They should
for
do
that.
More.
If they ever brought back the People Mover,
mm-hmm.
the collective exclamation of glee from all the Disney fans would be enough to set off several earthquake monitoring
it's true.
Services.
I don't think they even can anymore. I think that things...
I don't think they can.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have. It's very unfortunate, though.
I think it's beyond a refurbishing. I think it's like you have to rebuild.
Yeah, they
left
have
it too
all
long.
That... All of those struts and everything. It's just like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but that's just what I think. Disneyland Resort has a list of new patriotic menu items. It's for the summer, like for July 4th. It's... The States is 250th.
It is the States 250th, unfortunately, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of other stuff going on in the background.
Also, June brought the end of the 11 a.m. park hopping restriction.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
I think that's it for...
You have to decide if you are park hopping in September or not.
Yeah, well, we're going to try... Oh, here's news. Oogie Boogie tickets go on sale this coming week.
And we're going to try and go.
We're going to try. Again. That's going to determine whether or not we park hop. Because if we don't get Oogie Boogie tickets, we're going to park hop. If we do get Oogie Boogie tickets, we're not.
Probably not. No.
Probably not. Yeah. Oh, so speaking of Oogie Boogie, there actually was, I just realized we, since we've been gone for a couple weeks, we didn't talk about this before. The parade has been replaced for Oogie Boogie because of the construction going on. So they have some other things going on. Plus they released the costumes. The Frightfully Fun Parade is not returning. Instead, there is Madame Leota's Swinging Wake. And it's a Haunted Mansion street party. Also, just periodically throughout the night, you're going to have the Headless Horseman going
just,
through.
Just wandering
yeah,
around?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool.
I think that's pretty cool, too.
That's probably better than having a big
parade. It might be.
I don't know.
There's the return of the Halloween Screams Nighttime Spectacular. Attraction overlays return to both Cars Land and Avengers Campus. And there are brand new Halloween costumes, of course, for Mickey and Minnie and friends. And they're solid. I'm not mad at them. They're very orange and black.
Vampire-y again, yeah, I suppose.
But like...
Very similar to last year.
Well, but less... they're more orange and black. They're less masquerade-y. Anyway, there's that. So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That was my news.
Oh, very news-like.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Oh, and Muppets is in Disney World.
It is. It's rocking and... rolling.
Well, last time we talked about how it was going to be opening soon, so it is, yeah.
And coasterin.
And coasterin.
Hmm.
And Muppety.
Could be.
Could be Muppety.
Could be.
Do you have any news, or should we go to the main topic?
There's still no Doomsday trailer. there was a bunch of leaks for the Spider-Man trailer. The second Spider-Man trailer. Sadie Sink is Jean Grey, probably.
Yep.
Like 97%.
We got another trailer.
Gatto! Yes,
teaser.
Let's talk about the Gatto.
The Gatto teaser looks amazing because it is very kiddie-ful.
It's just got kitties in it.
It's just kitties being kitties. They're interrogating
They're mob kitties.
They're mob kitties.
Because it's in Italy.
Yeah, and they're getting distracted by the light that they're shining in another kitty's face.
Because they're kitties.
Because they're kitties. They're all batting at it. But yeah, because it's Italy. And anyway, I think I'm going to like it. I'm almost certain I'm going to like it.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Yeah, it's cute. So yeah, that was exciting. And this week we're supposed to get the new Spider-Man trailer, like you were saying. Yeah, I think that's about it. All right, let's head to the main topic.
Next up on NDR, New Disney Radio, a deep dive.
Brandon, we haven't done a deep dive in a while.
Deep dive? Well, we haven't done much of anything in a while.
That's true.
To be honest,
we go away, we come back, we try and catch up on news, we go away again. But we're going to do a deep dive.
That's life for you.
It's true.
Let that be a lesson to you.
To do what?
Life.
Oh.
In general.
It's true. Okay, first, before we get going, I need to open my new drink. Ready?
Crickety crackety.
Okay.
That is a lovely sound.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Well, we haven't done a deep dive in a while, Brandon. So we're going to do one. Okay.
Kersploosh. That was me deep diving.
Was that what that was?
Yeah.
I'm glad you explained it because I wasn't sure there.
Hmm.
We have done deep dives about seasonal things.
Yeah.
And about like really random stuff.
Yeah.
One of my favorite deep dives was when we did Superstar Limo.
That was very good, yes.
Or the... we did Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. We did the teacups.
Everyone loves Mr. Toad's Wild
Ride. Yeah, we did... What else did we do over at DCA? Oh, we did the Golden Zephyr that is...
Ah, yes. The Golden Zephyr.
Not gold.
Or a Zephyr.
Or a Zephyr. Zephyr means warm wind.
Wind is bad for the Zephyr. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
So anyway. I got a different one today.
Okay.
We are going to talk about Tom Sawyer Island.
Ah. We've been there.
We have. A few times. So... What made me think of this is all the construction updates coming from Walt Disney World.
Right, because they don't have
Tom Sawyer's.
They don't have Rivers of America anymore.
Exactly. Well, I was going to do Rivers of America, and then I was like, that's not really an attraction, but Tom Sawyer's Island sure is.
They're bulldozing the whole kit and caboodle.
Do you know the only other, besides Disneyland, obviously, the only other Disney park that has a Tom Sawyer Island? Still.
Tokyo Disney.
Tokyo Disneyland does. Yep.
Because they built a perfect recreation of Disneyland, basically.
Yeah. So Tokyo Disneyland has its own version of Tom Sawyer Island, still known by the original name Tom Sawyer Island. Like, they didn't change.
They didn't even put the pirates in there.
They did not put the pirates in there. I'm going to talk about the pirates here, of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Disneyland Park Paris and Hong Kong Disneyland both have islands, but they have alternate themes. Disneyland Paris, that's the one where Big Thunder Mountain is at. Okay. And in Hong Kong Disneyland, it has Tarzan's Treehouse, which didn't change back to the Adventureland Treehouse. It's still just Tarzan's Treehouse.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So the island is in Adventureland instead, basically.
What an adventure.
It is. Magic Kingdom in Florida did have Tom Sawyer Island, but in 2025, it was removed as part of an expansion of Frontierland themed to the American wilderness from Pixar's Cars franchise. Do you remember what it's going to be called?
Cars in the Wild.
Yep, pretty much that. Piston Peak National Park.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But
I feel like the Imagineers have been doing some yoga, because that's a stretch.
What do you think about, but like, I'm going to get into the dates and all the details and stuff, but what do you think about, you never got to see Tom Sawyer's Island before there were pirates.
I did not, no.
What do you think about pirates being on there?
I think the pirates make more sense. But it's kind of too bad that they changed it.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a cool, like, out-of-the-way place. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were designing a theme park now, there's no way you would do anything like Rivers of... That's why they're taking it out in Disney World. There's no way you would do anything like Rivers of America. That's a ton of space that's not being used well.
Yeah, well...
You have the Mark Twain, which is, like, fine. And then you have this whole island that is, like, a small walk-around attraction that is not super popular. But it's historical. And it's never going anywhere in Disneyland, because there would be riots.
Literally.
But you would never build something like this nowadays. So that's why it's kind of special.
I think so, too.
Like, I'm saying it's silly, but also special.
But in a good way, yes. I get that. A big thing, though, is a lot has changed since, like, over the years. And I'm not just talking about the pirates.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to go back in time with me here. Tom Sawyer's Island originally opened in 1956.
This was one of the first. Tom Sawyer was still alive at that point. He's a fictional character. I'm just being silly.
Yes. It was one of the first. So the park opened. Some stuff opened just shortly after that was still being built. And then about a year later, a wave of new attractions came in. This was part of that.
I hope there wasn't a wave on Tom Sawyer's Island.
I mean, that would be bad.
Unfortunate, yeah.
Okay. In Tokyo Disneyland, it is part of Western Land instead of Frontierland.
They probably have, like, hamburgers there.
Probably. So, it opened in 1956, 1 year later. Then, it was fairly unchanged until 1992, minus some, like, general upkeep stuff. So, from 1956 to 1992, fairly unchanged.
I remember 1992.
Me too. That is when Fantasmic debuted.
Oh.
So the south end of the island was rebuilt then to facilitate Fantasmic. In 2000...
That's pretty cool that Fantasmic... Yeah. I didn't know Fantasmic that was old. That's pretty cool.
I was there.
In 1992?
No, shortly after that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 2001... There used to be mock rifles at Fort Wilderness. Fort Wilderness is still there. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but used to be able to, like, go up and, like...
Shoot people?
Yeah. They were mock rifles, and you would, like, shoot the boats going by, but they were, like, fake. And then a little girl lost part of her finger while playing with them. And so then they took the rifles out in 2001.
Okay. How does one lose a finger in a mock rifle? Just, like, the trigger mechanism?
Yeah,
was
I think just, like, caught or something. Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of Fort Wilderness, it used to be, like, completely guest accessible. They could go through and...
Was this on the island?
Yeah, so the outside is still there. So it used to be like just a square, and used to be... I thought it was a fever dream, because I swear I remember doing this in like the early 90s. Because I was there in 1990.
I can't even picture where this is.
So the outside is still there, but yeah. You can't get inside anymore. So... It opened in 56 and used to be able to go in, and it was just like the very little wildernessy thing in there. But it was like crazy termite damage and weather damage over the years that just was never dealt with.
Termites will do that too.
Yeah. So they closed it all down. And then in 2007, when they were doing their whole big reno, that's when they changed it to Pirates. Then they pulled up a new exterior, but it was done out of milled lumber. Originally, it was done with authentic hand cut logs. But they had to get rid of it because of all the termite damage.
Termites, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not accessible to guests, but you can kind of like see it there. Mostly when you're going across on either the Columbia or the Mark Twain, though. Okay, so 2007. That is when I don't want to say a lot of these changes, but I'm going to, because there's certain names that just like from Tom Sawyer, original The Way Things Were Called back then.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna like.
I'm kind of intrigued what you're gonna say now, because I know what the character names from Tom Sawyer is.
Well, I'm not gonna say that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We would get canceled so fast.
Yeah. Well, I don't even say that. Like, I read To Kill a Mockingbird out loud to my students. I don't even say that then.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like. Part of it.
No, and they won't get in trouble if they're reading it loud and they say it. I just say there are three words I'm not comfortable saying, especially in front of students, and that's one of them. So,
C word, N word,
mm-hmm.
F word,
mm-hmm.
not
the one that ends in a CK.
Yeah,
yeah. I say I am not comfortable.
The British cigarette
yes.
F word.
Yeah. I say I do not.
That's fair.
Those
are the three worst words. For me.
Yeah, I say, but they think it's hilarious I'm reading something aloud and there's other profanity in it, because say it, and then they all gasp and giggle. But I say, like, no, I'm not going to say a word that insults, that is used to insult, whether or not that's its original intent, somebody's race, gender, or sexuality.
And
then they're like, okay.
That's the three big ways to
do
that.
What's super interesting is when I have students read out loud, a lot of times they'll skip those words, too.
Yeah.
But I tell them they won't get in trouble if they don't, because it's written, it's part of it, we talk about that too. Anyway, so Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer's Island officially opened in 2007. It was a complete retheming, a justification, basically tried to connect it, and you were talking about the Imagineers doing some yoga.
Yeah.
There is a chapter in The Adventures of Tom Sawyer where Tom, Huck, and Joe Harper go off to play pirates on a nearby island.
Sure they did.
The idea is this is the nearby... No, they did, but it's like a part of a chapter.
And then they met Captain Jack Sparrow, and everyone clapped.
Right. So Pirate's Lair opened with a theatrical release of Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Basically, I just said it. This was them being like, please don't cancel us, longtime Disney fans who love the tradition. But also, here's the new thing.
Yeah, like, I get it. I totally understand it. And it's the best of what they could do.
Except we're going to get to some yeah buts coming up.
Yeah.
Okay? Just the only other time it was closed for construction, the whole thing was closed for construction, two times. One was in 2016, Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer's Island, along with the rest of the Rivers of America, closed temporarily while Star Wars Galaxy's Edge was being constructed.
Okay, yeah, because it's right on the edge.
They took off part of the island
and
moved the river over.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew it was, like, right on the edge there, and it was, like, substantial, but I didn't know.
Well,
I didn't
know they moved. Yeah, in a little bit, we're going to go around the island, and I'm going to say, like, this is the part they cut off, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
You actually can't tell.
No, you can't tell.
Because they took the one thing that was there, and they just moved it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Pirate's Lair reopened 2017. The other time it was closed was in 2023, when the island was the site of a fire during a performance of Fantasmic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dragon
burned into flames.
Yeah, I was good. That would have been my guess.
Yeah, like, yeah, you would have been right. Okay, so let's go over to now we've traveled through time. Let's go around the island. So first we're going to get there. How do we get there?
To the island?
Yeah.
You got to take a raft over.
You have to take a raft. Those are motorized rafts piloted by cast members. They go back and forth. The amount of rafts going just depends on how busy it is.
And if you're really lucky, you get the bootstrap.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to get to them.
Oh, okay.
But you're right. No, I mean, I was just going to get to the fact that they come over to the island a lot. But sometimes they just ride on the raft back and forth a little bit. But there are certain places where if you do want to see... sometimes Jack will go over as well.
Oh,
and that would occasionally be, Red, but Jack more often. I've seen Jack over there.
Mm.
It's not as common as it used to be, but there are certain places where if you do want to see him or the musicians, that are you're more likely to. Mostly by the treasure, weirdly enough.
Treasure.
Okay, so guests get over there. You can also see and wave at the people if you're either above the sailing ship, if you're on the Sailing Ship of Columbia or the Mark Twain Riverboat. And you can see from the Disneyland Railway a little bit as well. At the northern end of the island, you can't get to it. It's all, like, you can't get there at all. There's the settler's cabin. And remember, I told you this. I said, I swear that cabin used to be on fire.
Ah.
It did.
Hmm.
So... a cabin used to burn by spewing real fire from its roof. It's no longer burning and has been, like, redone to not look burnt. So over the years, the theme changes to the cabin. Originally, okay, here's some of the things we're like, it's a little dated. Originally, it was said to have been set ablaze by a hostile native tribe.
Oh. I can see why they might have changed that.
Yeah, the storyline was eventually changed to having been the home of a moonshiner who had fallen into a drunken stupor when he should have been minding his still.
I can see why they changed that, too. Yep. Jeez.
Later, the fire was described as the result of unspecified carelessness and as having left not only the cabin's owner homeless, but also some of the wildlife in a nearby tree. That was from the Mark Twain. It was part of, supposed to be like, only you can prevent forest fires. Like, you got to pay attention.
I mean, you do have to pay attention.
Yeah. In 2007, this is true. In 2007, when it became Pirate's Lair, though, the outward appearance was cleaned up, the fire damage was removed, they never restarted the fire, and they just said now it's just a regular homestead. Now, the dialogue says that it is the home of Mike Fink, keelboater and self-proclaimed king of the river. The cabin, this was what was removed when they shortened the island.
Okay.
They just basically picked it up.
Moved it?
Moved it over. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, because the island was shortened, and so they, like, picked it up, shortened the island, still put it back right back on the edge, but it was, like...
The edge was moved,
yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
The landing is a small dock, and that's, so, like, the rafts, when we land, we're on the landing, that makes sense. And then we kind of decide where to go. So the most prominent thing that you could see from Frontierland, and probably, like, the ships going by, would be... Laffitte's Tavern. It used to be called Harper's Mill.
Okay.
It was there, basically it was the first thing on the island. It's always been there. You used to be able to go in way back when. There used to be a small pirate stunt show when the pirates first opened for like the first couple years.
Yeah.
And between shows, the Bilge Rats, instead of the Bootstrap Bills, used to play there. Now, the tavern just houses equipment for Fantasmic.
Mm.
So you can see it there. It's still, like, but you can't go in or anything.
They should have an actual tavern over there and sell, like, grog and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
That's... I'm selling million-dollar ideas
except
here.
For one thing. This wasn't in my write-up, but I do happen to know that one of the deaths that happened at Disneyland happened when someone tried to stay out on Tom Sawyer's Island after hours, and then they panicked and swam across rivers of America and drowned.
Yeah.
The problem is...
I knew that.
Yeah. Do you know the other part?
You could just stand up.
You could just stand up. At its deepest, it is 6 feet, but that's only for like a little ways. Most of it is 4 to 5 feet. Like, I could walk across most of it.
I could walk across all of it.
You could, yeah. But, yeah, just panic, right? So that might happen if you sold too much grog.
I don't think we need to protect the people that would have a problem with not staying over hours. Like,
there is a blacksmith shop that features props and show elements reminiscent of the blacksmith shop. It is called W. Turner Blacksmith.
That's from Pirates.
Yeah, it's basically the blacksmith little display that's there. They changed the name for it to make it Will Turner. Okay, so here's one of those things that Krista doesn't like to say, but is gonna. Dead Man's Grotto was formerly called Injun Joe's Cave.
Ah. That's something. That's something that you could say, yeah.
This is where there was a bridge over a bottomless pit that had like wind and moaning sounds. But basically, this is where there's a ton of the Pirates of the Caribbean stuff. This is where all the interactive elements are. There's lighting, there's sound. Captain Jack has left a note for you above the entry to be like careful. There's the chest of Davy Jones that if you touch it, the lights change and you can hear his voice and maybe even the heartbeat of like it kind of alternates.
It rumbles too.
It does, yeah. There's a bunch of skeletons everywhere. There's pop-up gags from some of the pirates. Let's see, the end had an audio animatronics figure and that was like telling you the pirate treasure was cursed.
Is there still an audio and animatronic in there?
I don't think there is. No. A small high-up window in the prisoner's cell would occasionally reveal a full moon through the clouds on a dark night sky, which transforms the prisoner into his cursed undead form. This is reminiscent of when if you're on Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. Then there's Smuggler's Cove. That's a remnant of the original Tom Sawyer's Island. So that was changed dramatically for Pirate's Lair. A lot of the cave wasn't. They just added in stuff. Most of the effects on Tom Sawyer's Island don't work anymore. And in fact...
They haven't done a lot of work on it.
They haven't. And Dead Man's Grotto was like closed for a very long time.
Very long time. We went on there like when it was like freshly reopened after like years.
I don't remember there being an audio animatronic anymore.
Nah.
I don't think there is. I know there was still the chest.
We were impressed that it was open, to be honest with you.
No, it's true.
I know.
So Smuggler's Cove is the area where there is, basically it's supposed to be the wreck of a small sailing vessel that was carrying too much pirate loot. There's a bunch of interactive
not
stuff.
Not too much pirate loot.
No, no such thing.
Oh, goodness.
There was the capstan wheel.
Yeah.
And you used to be able to turn it, and then the rope would come up, and then when it was changed to pirates, there'd be like a pirate skeleton holding onto the rope. Like, he was holding onto his treasure. He wouldn't let it go. There's the bilge pumps. Basically, you could pump out some of the water from the flooded ship. See more skeletons of pirates still guarding their treasure.
Yeah.
Then there's the suspension bridge. There'd be over the, like, a bone cage feature. There was a pontoon bridge, which was, like... Well, it was a pontoon bridge. That was all... Mm-hmm. Lots of fun. I don't think the wheel or the pumps have worked in years.
No, I don't think they have either. No. I've never seen them working. Yeah.
Castle Rock is a large rock structure with telescopes. This is one where you can go look back on Frontierland. Now Bayou Country, I guess I was going to say.
Yeah.
Critter Country, Bayou Country. And that... basically hasn't changed anything. I think they stamped some of the barrels East India Trading Company.
Yeah.
Like
easy,
super minor
easy
stuff like
stuff
that.
Stuff like that, yeah.
And then there's the Pirate's Den shipwreck. It's very minor. There's nothing interactive, but it said it was because of the Kraken. And then the big thing is the Pirate's Treasure. This is if Captain Jack Sparrow is wandering around.
Yeah.
He'll either be wandering, but if he's hanging out somewhere, this is where he's hanging out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this might surprise you. By the treasure.
Treasure?
Yeah. Then there's Tom and Huck's Treehouse. This was from the original island. When it reopened in 2017, they didn't change it. You just can't go up there anymore. Like, you used to be able to
go up
and it was like a little treehouse and you could look out. I remember doing that. But it's still there. You can see it. You just can't go up it. Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. So then, like, sure. Mm. Then, like I was saying, we have, it is the only one that is like this because the other one in Tokyo is unchanged from the original Tom Sawyer's Island. And I'm going to guess that all their stuff works.
Probably. They take care of their stuff over there.
They do. They had a bunch of money and they were like, this is what we want and we're going to do it that way. But yes, it's not like it's the only one that has an island. It's just the only one that's island is like that.
The island in the Paris Disneyland is way cooler because you got
Big Thunder Mountain.
Big Thunder on it. So I think that's the coolest island. I don't think you can get there like other than on the roller coaster.
I think it's just through the thing. Yeah. Which is pretty cool. Yeah, so that's basically what I have for our little deep dive into Tom Sawyer's Island.
Don't deep dive.
Don't deep dive. It's not deep enough.
Off of Tom Sawyer's Island.
It is not deep enough. Because you might drown. Yep.
But it is a cool little place to check out.
I really like it, actually. I just wish more of that stuff was working.
It's interesting to be able to relax in the middle of Disneyland because it's so quiet over there.
It is. There aren't many places that
you might have a dozen people on this on this island, which is like probably an acre.
Yeah, and like so much of it is inaccessible now when you look at it that way. I didn't mention the canoes. The canoes also go around.
The canoes also go around, but that's Rivers of America.
That's Rivers of America, but you can like see them. But it's the reason I brought up Mark Twain things is because they have narration about the island on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get attacked on the good ship Columbia, and that's when you shoot off your cannon and stuff like that. And then Mark Twain does talk about the island when you're going around, because like you can see a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
like, some of the stuff is dioramas that you can only see from the ships as you go around.
Yeah, so like there's a lot of the wildlife scenes are on the edge there. I actually think Tom Sawyer's Island is very underrated. But part of the reason it's underrated is because it's underrated. Like, part of the reason it's so good is because it's...
Yeah, if it was super crowded, it would be lame. Mm-hmm. I think it is just a historical relic that just wouldn't exist if it wasn't a historical relic.
Yeah, so that's what
you're
saying.
You have to appreciate it for that fact. And that,
I agree. Yeah. I know you didn't do this, but I saw the original... Well, like Lincoln's, it's kind of the same as that. Like, it hasn't really been, I mean, I know they added the Walt Disney one now.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, Lincoln, I mean, you're like, wow, what's so impressive about that is because of when it happened. And then it's like, well, it's not like it's particularly amazing. It's just impressive because it's a relic.
Yeah,
and this one, there's a lot of, like, Disneyland heart in there,
and
it is very nostalgic in terms of, like, you know that in the 50s, when this opened, it was, like, amazing for these kids to be like, I'm like Tom and Huck, and I'm gonna go, like, run through this cave and call it that, and jump up this treehouse, and it was a different time, and, it's part of that. Very classic.
It was from a different time, and you wouldn't use the land for that now.
Nope.
You would build a big roller coaster or something.
Just like they did in Paris.
But... Yep. I don't know. It's cool.
I like it. And I do like that there's a place Disneyland where you can go and, like, chill. Like, when we were there, the busiest we ever saw, and a bunch of stuff was closed, and then on top of it, other stuff was closed for raining, was when we were there at New Year's, and we went over there, and it was still, like... Oh, it's still calm over here.
It is chill.
Mm-hmm.
It has some of the best bathrooms if you want some privacy.
That's true, because it's big. There's no one else over chill. There. Yeah. And that's often a thing is just,
The best places to poop in Disneyland.
Yep. Because there's no one else there. And also recommend a lot of shade over there. on those really hot days.
That's true, yep.
You have to get over there, which people don't necessarily want to do on a hot day, and like walk around and stuff like that. Because it's not like it's air conditioning, but it's very shady along.
Yeah, but if the caves are open, then those are quite cool. And it is shady and not busy, so you can just like sit on a bench and eat your churro.
It's true story.
If your churro makes it all that way, I suppose.
I was gonna say having.
I still think they should sell some grog.
Yeah.
In the tavern.
Agreed. What if it was non-alcoholic grog?
I don't understand the words that are coming out of your mouth right now.
Even if they did it out of the window of the tavern.
Yeah, I want some tavern wenches to serve me some grog.
I think I might hit you.
Why?
Wenches.
The tavern wenches.
I'm sad you never got to see Tom Sawyer's Island in its original, though.
Yeah, well.
Or when everything was working. Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good the last time.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, we were very pleased the cave was open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything to add that you're thinking about Tom Sawyer's Island?
Fix the pirate, like the pirate stuff that's new in the area where,
yeah,
like
the pump wheel and the pumps.
Yeah, fix that.
You would think that shouldn't be that hard. Maybe they're fixing it now. Maybe they have fixed it now. I agree. I totally agree. Did you learn something about Tom Sawyer's Island that you didn't know before? About the 6-year-old girl blowing her finger off.
Yeah, that is true.
And you didn't know about Fort Wilderness.
Yeah, but I still don't really know about it, so okay.
I read a short... No, it was like a kid's book when I was a kid. And it was like a series of like action books that take place in real places. And one of them is like a hostage situation at Fort Wilderness on Tom Sawyer's Island in Disneyland. And they were there on like a school trip.
And they got saved by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Exactly. And it was, I just remember that they had to hide in Fort Wilderness. And yeah, it was like, yeah, that was
a hostage situation.
Yeah, like people were trying to kidnap people that's in interesting Disneyland.
They have a Fort Wilderness in Disney World, but it's like a hotel.
Yes. Well, that's probably where it was inspired by.
Wow. Interesting.
Honestly.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Fort Wilderness was there in 1956.
I don't want to be in a hostage situation in Fort Wilderness.
Well, I think I read this book when I was like 10. I don't really remember, but... From what I do recall, they were there on like a school trip and they were on Tom Sawyer's Island, and then like people...
The terrorists came.
Basically, but this would have been pre-9/11 when you still wrote stories about that and it wasn't quite as charged, right?
Right.
They were trying to take a bunch of people hostage.
Probably Russians.
I don't remember. to take people hostage all over Disneyland to get money from the Disney company. And so the girl you're following, her class was on Tom Sawyer's Island, so they like all ran into Fort Wilderness.
Oh, okay.
And they like saved the day, of course.
Yeah.
I didn't read a lot of kids' books, like at all, except the Babysitter Club books.
Huh. I read The Three Investigators.
I never
that was that. Way better than
I did read Nancy Drew.
Yeah, it was the same. Yeah, Three same Investigators vibe. Was like
Hardy Boys. A little bit of Trixie Belden. I read some Trixie Belden.
But
read a lot of Nancy Drew.
The Three Investigators.
Do they investigate things?
Was written. The forewords were all written by Hitchcock.
That's actually pretty
and
cool.
And they knew Hitchcock in the books.
Oh, that's actually he's like a character.
Kind of.
That's pretty cool. Did they get to stay in Fort Wilderness at Disneyland, though?
Yeah, I think it was pre-Disneyland, the era of the books.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe not.
Well, Hitchcock was around in Disneyland.
Yeah, I was like, anyway, it was a long time ago. But I like The Three Investigators.
You're just thinking about it now, hey?
Yeah. It's good times.
So that's our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. I'm optimistic, Brandon.
Are you?
That I'm going to take some video footage this summer to put on our YouTube channel again.
In Alaska.
In Alaska. Exactly.
We're going on an adventure.
Yeah. I don't think we've said that on here yet. We're going on an adventure in the summer to Alaska.
Nah.
So anyway, check that out. That is Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, you should do that. And if you know someone who might like listening to us, be sure to recommend Disney A as well. I'm not sure we're going to talk about next episode. I had kind of a list, and then I jumped over the list to do this deep dive instead.
I think it was a good deep dive.
Yeah.
I think it was solid.
Well, I like doing the really random ones. Tom Sawyer's Island's pretty random, and one fewer Disney park has it now. It's true. Another example of why Disneyland is special.
It is.
Do you want to hear my idea for deep dives coming up, though?
Okay.
Starting this summer.
Wait, it's the summer now?
No, like July, August.
Almost summer.
Every time we do a deep dive, I think the deep dive should be including a comparison between Disneyland and Disneyland Paris.
Oh, because we are going to Disneyland Paris. We're going to go to Disneyland
Paris next summer. You heard it here first.
Oui.
Only here. But only here. So, future deep dives. Stuff like that. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Thanks for listening to Disney A.